coming up on 5:45, time for the best 5 minutes of the day. And my brother from another mother, Jason Cans, is on the line from jasoncans.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being a friend yesterday around 11 o'clock. Just giving me your listening ear and your empathy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, happy to do so. I know there's always a desire to get together and spend more time. And sometimes when life gets busy, even a phone call is just a good way to touch base. So
I'm going to try to say this quickly. And it might have been not that long ago we asked on the air the question of tell us your funny story of you setting something on the car, driving off. And so shortly before I talked to you, I get done with this job and I transition. I was going down Melby Road, so I stopped by Kelly Heating and Electric. And I was going to go into that business and call on them for my one-source imaging job. But I saw the sign said, you know, by appointment if it's, solicitation or vendor. So I respected that. I respected it. And so went back to the car. And then my WIB sticker patrol kicked in because I saw a WIB sticker in somebody's back window. So I was excited, and I knew Caleb would be happy. And so I got the certificate, put it under the windshield wiper, and took the picture of the license plate and the sticker. And got back in my car, forgetting that I put my business folder for OneSource on my trunk. And I was just so excited about what I'd done. I backed up. I got onto Melby until I heard a thud in the road and papers went flying. So that was my story.
Frustrating.
Yeah. But a good Samaritan came along, and somebody who said that happened to him with his briefcase, and he was like an angel, and he ended with God bless you. And so that was like, I think it was an angel.
Yeah, that's amazing to have someone stop for that.
I know.
Rather than just kind of swerve around and say, well, too bad.
There was plenty of that, but there was a lot of cars coming. But I think we got the papers back. I still have to reorganize them. Any memories like that for you?
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
I think for me, it would typically be a coffee cup. Something along those lines. I know that I have had... it just happened within the last year or so. I had set a couple of books on top of the car and started driving away and heard the thud and looked back. And sure enough, there the books were laying in the road. Thankfully, books are bound and not prone to flying all over the highway.
Well, that's believable with you. Books or coffee. Speaking of which, sounds like you found some treasures at Savers yesterday.
I did, yeah. Savers was really good yesterday. Most of the books I buy, I buy used. And sometimes I go to Savers and it's things I've seen before or things I'm disinterested in. And yesterday they seemed to have a influx of books I hadn't seen before, and so was able to pick up a few. I track my books with a program to make sure I don't have them, and I actually accidentally picked up a second copy of... The Case for the Psalms by N.T. Wright. So I may have to pass that along to you because I didn't realize that I already had a copy of it. So
one man's extra book is another man's treasure. Okay.
Right.
That sounds good. Yeah. I've heard about that tracking system, and I'm kind of like a wannabe, but I've never taken the time to do what you did there. So, all right. Hey, we've got Romans 6:15-16. Give it to me.
Yeah, and it says, well then, since God's grace has set us free from the law, does that mean we can go on sinning? Of course not. Don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? You can be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living.
All right, and from Letters to the Beloved, Jason's New Testament devotional commentary, here's how he handles Romans 6:15-16. I know that you will keep asking if grace has freed you to chase after sinfulness, but why would you want to be a slave to evil passions? Evil's destination is disintegration and death. Instead, live in step with love, which leads to wholeness. Another great paragraph. Give us your thoughts.
Yeah, again, I think that for me, one of the thoughts about sin, one of the biggest effects of sin is that it is disintegrating. It's inconsistent with who God has created us to be.
Yeah.
And so, I think we're called to live in love, and that's what brings us to relational wholeness, to individual wholeness.
fact, I'm going to put you on the spot. Your next book is going to be about Ludio, a word you created, Love Up, Down, In, and Out. When are you going to start on writing on it?
Man, you know, I thought of that again yesterday. I think even after you and I were on the phone, I was like, I really need to start putting pen to paper.
Yes.
And getting moving on this. So
that would be good.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah, I haven't put out a book in 2021, so.
How about you start writing as a gift to yourself for your upcoming 50th birthday?
Maybe. Maybe that's what I need to do.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow. There's our buddy Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. All right. We're asking on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group and on the listener line at 396-1670. Ever leave something in your car, forget, and drive off? It happened to me yesterday when I was on WIB Sticker Patrol. So I want to share that story coming up in a bit, but love to get your stories as well in your own voice, 396-1670 or on the Facebook group.
Hi, Mark and Caleb. Good morning. This is Michelle in Chippewa Falls. And yes, Mark, I did have that happen yesterday also. I went out to my car and then I forgot I had to take the garbage out. So I took out the garbage. I backed out my van. I went to pull forward and I heard this strange noise. And here I forgot I had sitting my big metal water bottle on the front of my hood. So good thing I caught it so I didn't lose it. You guys have a good day. Bye.
All right. So it happened yesterday. I get done with this job and I move to, and I'm on my way to work in Eau Claire. One Source Imaging is downtown Eau Claire. And I thought, I'm going to make a stop and mean it to stop and see the folks at Kelly Heating and Electric. And so I pull in there and I see on their door, it says, in terms of vendors and sales reps, you need to have an appointment. So I got my business folder in my arm and it's got all sorts of papers and cards, etc. And I go back to my vehicle and then I spotted it, Caleb, in the back right window of, it turned out to be Leslie's car from Kelly, is a WIB sticker.
Fantastic. And always so fun to see those out and about.
Yes. And so immediately I'm like, ah, this is cool. I get to underneath the windshield wiper on the driver's side. I'm going to go get this. So I go into my glove compartment where I keep the goodies. And it's got the Culver's prize plus the explanation.
Yeah, because you are a proud member of the WIB Sticker Patrol. So
yes.
When you see one of those stickers out and about, you are armed with tickets that have not only a prize from Culver's or Metropolis Resort, but also the chance to win a really big grand prize, too.
Yes, and so I was excited about that, and I put it there, and then I thought, oh, you know what? I got to take the picture of the license, the sticker, we'll share that. And so then I went back to my car, forgetting that I had put the business folder with all the papers on my trunk. Because, of course, I was going to remember it, except I didn't. And so then I leave the parking lot from Kelly, and I drive on Melby Road until I hear a thud and papers flying everywhere on Melby Road.
For one thing, I think that's really impressive that you actually heard that. I would have had the radio up so loud, I would have missed it.
It was papers everywhere.
Oh.
And God provided an angel or a good Samaritan, I don't know, who said he'd had this happen to him with his briefcase, and he was a good sport about it. There was traffic, kind of a busy road. Got my stuff picked up, still not yet organized, but that's
But you
what
got
happened.
It all back.
Yes, I did.
I mean, and again, there can be gusting winds
yes,
and things
you
like
can.
That. You might have lost some really important papers, so.
The wind wasn't terrible at that time. Oh, boy. You just never know, do you?
Oh, and that's why we're inviting on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. So join the group if you haven't already, or we'd love to hear it in your own voice on the listener line at 396-1670. Help Halvo out. Have you done this before yourself? Have you left something on your car and driven off? What happened? What's your story?
Oh, yes. I have left things on my car, and they've ended up on the road. It was my Bible, actually. And wouldn't you know that somebody found it in the middle of the road, and I had an address to a fellow chaplain that had moved away. I was going to send her a card. In the meantime, the person who found the Bible sent it to her. She looked at the Bible when she got it in Minnesota and said, I think this is Randy Vandeleuze. She sent it back to me. What a miracle.
That is so cool. That's a great story.
It is.
Hi, my name is Linda, and my husband has been a large animal veterinarian for 35 years. And his truck is his office. And very important to him, but it also means that he's going from call to call. And over the years, he has left many, many items on his truck and driven off. And I can think, we were saying, which story do we tell you? He's left the tools. He's left papers. He's a box of his, or a medical box with his instruments. We have looked in many ditches for items that he has lost and left on his vehicle in the past. So I think he could get an award for the most times he has left things on the vehicle. So, Mark, you are not alone.
There we go. Bye.
These are great.
This is Virgil. My wife called in earlier to say about all the things I've left, and I thought I should just clarify. I'm a veterinarian that treats animals on the farm, and when I'm done treating, I tend to clean everything up, wash it off. And in the middle of the summer, it's nice to put them on the top of the trucks where the air and the sun dries them, and you get distracted. So I've left some very valuable things that have ended up in the middle of a road or in a ditch. So I feel well over $5,000 to $8,000 of things, leading from vet tools to ultrasound unit, billing box, and other things. So I am very grateful for people that have returned them, or where we've found them, or like papers all over the place that never did get all scattered up. But I'm glad other people have the same issue. Have a good day. Bye.
All right. I shared earlier this morning how it happened to me yesterday. Melby Road in Eau Claire, leaving a business, left something on my trunk, and realized as I drove off, business folder. So, yeah, papers everywhere, and we're getting some great stories in the listener line at 715-396-1670, but also in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Caleb?
Yeah, absolutely. And so Ruth says, what did I leave on the roof of my car? A frozen pizza at the gas station. She says, put it on the roof of the car, put a gallon of milk on the floor behind the driver's seat, then got in, drove away, realized it not until I got home. Not sure what happened to that poor pizza.
Terry says, never left anything on the roof, but I did forget to put my truck in gear and it rolled down the driveway and crashed into a tree.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Yikes.
Samantha says, I forgot a pair of gardening gloves on the roof of my vehicle once. Drove from home to the store and back, and they were still there.
That's pretty cool.
That's some sticky gloves.
There you go. Jim says, yeah, his favorite coffee mug.
Oh, yeah. Jim, I feel your pain. Sherry says, I forgot my lunch on the vehicle roof. Actually hung on up there for a few miles. When it blew off, at first I thought a passing vehicle was littering. Didn't realize it was my packed lunch until I recognized a Tupperware container rolling down the road.
Oh, that's funny. All right, if you've got stories like that, the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group and also on the listener line, fun to hear them in your own voice as well at 396-1670.
And Deanna shares a story. We'll get to that a little bit later. Mm-hmm. But Deanna says, would you wish Matt Turner a happy birthday out in the Owen area? Happy birthday, Matt. Hope you have a wonderful day.
All right, do we know how old?
We do not.
All right, so happy birthday, Matt, and this is the special treatment you get for getting a WIB Wake Up Show birthday.
1, 2, 3, 4! Happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday and all your dreams are true. We wish it was our birthday.
It's your birthday!
We're welcoming more stories, and our own Michelle from Mid-Mornings is here. Hi.
Hi. Good morning, you guys. I'm enjoying your stories this morning. I have never left anything on my car, but I just wanted to come in and say how many things I've gained from your loss.
Yes.
Yes.
You just ditch diving?
Oh, yeah. Yep. We will pull over for boat cushions. We'll pull over for tools that we see. One time we got a trailer hitch. I mean, that was
really
nice. So somebody must have left it on their bumper and it fell off or whatever. 2x4s. Those are expensive.
Well, yeah.
This morning I saw a cooler and I thought, oh, man, poor guy. They lost their entire cooler laying in the ditch. That's no good anymore.
So it's like a thrift sale on the side
of
the road.
Kind of is, yeah. But have you ever seen a mattress alongside of the road? Who would not know they lost a mattress?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's one of those things where you got to put the ratchet straps on it, and then you got to tap the ratchet straps, just give it a little pat and say, that's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps it on. If you don't do that, it's going to fly off.
And a couch cushion. Oh.
Just a single couch cushion.
Yep, that couch is, after you've hauled it out of the house and strapped it down and got it to your next destination, you don't have any cushions.
See, today's show is what have you put on the roof of your car and what happened, what fell off, but maybe it's going to be what have you found in the ditch at some point for a future show.
There we go. Tell us about a time you left something on your vehicle, forgot about it, drove off, and then the results happen. So we're getting some of those stories, and we've got some more this morning coming in on the listener line at 396-1670.
Hi, my name is Melanie. I'm calling from Radisson. And back when my kids were really small, my girlfriend and I decided to go fishing for the day. And we were going to bring my walker for my youngest one so it would be easier to manage her along the lake. So we load everybody up in the van and we take off down the road and we hear this sound coming from the car and we're like, oh my gosh, what is that sound? But after, you know, a little ways, it quit. So we get to the lake and we discover that we do not have the walker. And I was like, well, I had it at the back of the van. I don't know where it's at. So we had to go all day fishing without a walker for my little baby. So anyways, we get back into normal life, and I bump into one of my mom's friends, and she's like, hey, I saw you driving down the road, and there was a walker stuck under the back of your van, and we were right behind you, and we watched all four wheels pop off of that thing, and then it flew out from under your van and went off to the side of the road. And I thought, oh, my gosh, yeah, that was me. That's what happened to the walker. And I went and visited my mom shortly after that, and she's like, hey, check it out. I found this walker on the side of the road. I decided I could really use this when I have the grandkids. It'll help me feed Renee. And I was like, oh, my gosh, Mom, that was my walker the day that I was going fishing with Ruth. So anyways, that's my big story about leaving things behind the vehicle.
What a story.
Melanie, love it.
In Radisson this morning, 396-1670, WWIB, and here's a familiar listener.
This happened many years ago. I drove down to Madison, Wisconsin to a meet and greet with Les Paul, and the meeting went till late at night. They had a dinner. And the way back, I stopped to get some gas for my car. I was driving up the interstate, and cars were driving by beeping their horn, back, and I looked and I didn't see anything, but I turned over and pulled off the road, and here I had a locking gas cap that I took off and put on my trunk, and I didn't put it back on, so I had to put it back on, and I continued home.
I can see where that's a really common one, Caleb. Gas caps, we haven't heard that, but especially if you have one that detaches.
It totally would happen to me if it didn't have that little plastic wire thing that's actually holding it on.
Like
otherwise, I totally would do that.
I know, it's like a leash for the gas cap.
Deanna from Owen says, I was talking on the home phone while getting ready for an appointment. I was getting our baby at the time in her car seat and finished talking as I got her out of the car. So I set the phone on top of the car to click her car seat into its base, shut the door, got in, and drove away. An eighth of a mile down the road, it fell off, and I noticed it. Of course, there was a car coming, so I pulled over and thought I'd get the phone after the car drove past. Nope, the oncoming car ran it over as I watched in my rearview mirror. She says we had had two handsets, but after that day, we only had one for several years before we got a new phone.
Yeah, there you go. 715.
Man, that'd be painful.
That would be, yeah. All right, again, we're getting so many contributions, and we appreciate that. On this question in the morning, a time that you left something on your vehicle and forgot about it, 396-1670 at WWIB. Let's get another story or two.
Good morning, all. This is Cody and family. Cody Ender and family here. Cassie, Thomas, and Rebecca. And so they're all looking at me like, who am I talking to? Thomas is laughing. Anyway, I just wanted to call to share a memory of when I was helping Cassie move. I had happened to set one of her scales, her heavy metal scales, on top of the car, and as I was driving off, it fell off and it crashed hard on the ground. It still maintained itself, but yeah, that was last time I remember putting something on top of a car and driving off. So. Just wanted to share that with you all. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Cody. And we've got one other story this morning.
They're being shy.
Good morning. This is Beth from Elkbound. My husband and I were driving somewhere. Anyway, he left his phone on top of the car. And we realized it, stopped, pulled over, turned around, went back, found the phone. And believe it or not, it never had a cracked screen or anything wrong with it. He was still able to use it for another year or two. That's our story. Have a good day. Goodbye.
Tell us a story. When did you forget something on the roof of your car and what happened? What was it? What happened? Brandon from Owen weighs in at 715-396-1670. He texts us and says, just finished milking at a previous job and washed my arms up before heading home, which is all well and good, but I took my watch off to clean that too. He says, I ended up leaving it off and setting it on my car to dry for a bit. Of course, forgot it was up there and drove home. Brandon says, I only realized it was gone once I got home, so I did the slow drive to work the next morning and I found it. But it had been run over probably by the tractor and feed mixer. He says it was actually still working fine, even to this day, but the armband clasp was broken and a button popped out. But that's still a pretty good watch to still keep ticking.
That's for sure. There you go. And we've got more stories coming in to 396-1670.
Hi, this is Rob Stricker from Marshfield, Wisconsin. The only thing I can remember was many years ago, about 20 years ago, my wife and my then fiance and I, now wife, were with family down in Racine for a wedding planning session. And we had gone to a restaurant and had plenty of leftovers to fill a to-go box. And when we got back to the house, I couldn't find it. The only thing I could think of is that I had put it on the roof of our minivan before getting in the vehicle, but completely forgot to bring it into the vehicle with me, and it must have ended up on the road somewhere. That's my story to share.
You know, when we put things on the vehicle, I mean, we're just not thinking that we're going to forget it, right?
Yeah.
Of course we'll pick it up.
Well, in the Wake Up Show Facebook group, again, a lot of comments. We can't get to all of them right now, but Mike said, yeah, it wasn't me who forgot something. It was my mom, and it was my fourth birthday cake that she forgot on the roof of the car.
Wow.
Still remembers it. Poor mom.
Let's squeeze another one in.
Hey, Mark and Caleb. This is a story from many years ago, and this didn't happen to me. It happened to a friend of mine. And we were on a trip up into Canada, up in the Atikokan area, and we were on our way home. And I don't remember why we had to stop. It was something with his trailer or his boat, and he had stopped to take care of it. And of course, he was wearing a pair of sweatpants that day. And back then, I mean, a lot of sweatpants did not have pockets in them yet. And he had laid his billfold on the bumper of his truck while he took care of what he was taking care of. We took off down the road, and, I mean, into Port Francis and into International Falls. I mean, it'd been a couple hours. And we stopped for gas, and he's looking for his billfold. And then it dawned on him that he left his billfold laying on the bumper of his truck. Well, there was a small town on Highway 11 in Ontario that we had passed through. So, and there was this restaurants and stuff there. So he had called the restaurant when he got home and told them what had happened and asked, you know, to just let people know, kind of keep an eye out, he'd appreciate it, da-da-da-da-da. Well, it was about a week and a half later, package comes to him from Canada. It's his billfold with all the contents still in it.
Wow.
Goodness.
You guys have a great day.
That's amazing. Bye. You never know.
Those Canadians.
I know it.
Pretty nice neighbors to the north, huh? Or A?